Microdermabrasion training. Microdermabrasion is a long-utilized and well-known technique that does just that. When going through a training process of microdermabrasion, there are certain elements and facts one must be aware of. In this article, we shall take a look at microdermabrasion and microdermabrasion devices in a bit more detail. What is microdermabrasion? The skin is made of two layers, a superficial epidermis, which is what is felt on the surface, and a deeper dermis. The surface of the epidermis, also called the stratum corneum, consists of millions of dead cells with immature cells underneath them. Microdermabrasion removes the dead cells to expose the layer of the stratum corneum, consisting of cells that are immature and actively growing. This allows for more healthy skin to reveal itself, thus providing a cosmetic benefit of rejuvenation. This allows for more healthy skin to reveal itself, thus providing a cosmetic benefit of rejuvenation. When is microdermabrasion useful? Microdermabrasion is utilized in people who have acne-prone skin, multiple wrinkles, blackheads, oily skin, and even skin damaged by overexposure to sunlight. Additional benefits from microdermabrasion. Besides the conditions listed above, there are many other reasons to have this treatment. One great advantage is that once the dead skin cells and debris are removed from the epidermis, moisturizers will be able to penetrate further into layers of the skin. The result is a more effective moisturizer, which helps to rejuvenate the skin even further. If you have clogged pores, this process can help to clear them out, which will make blackheads and whiteheads appear less often afterward. Microdermabrasion has also been known to help increase collagen production, which has tremendous benefits for enhancing the appearance of skin. No matter what skin type or pigmentation level that a patient has, they can enhance their appearance using this procedure. As this process is non-invasive, anesthesia is unnecessary, which means that the patient does not have to endure much discomfort during the procedure. The side effects following this treatment are minimal, so new patients can rest easy. Is microdermabrasion safe for all skin types? Microdermabrasion is generally safe for a wide range of skin types and tones. However, certain skin conditions like active rosacea, eczema, or severe acne may not be suitable for this procedure. It's important to consult with a trained practitioner to determine whether microdermabrasion is the best option based on individual skin concerns and sensitivity. Can microdermabrasion be used to treat rosacea? Microdermabrasion may help reduce the redness associated with rosacea. But if you have been diagnosed with the condition, it's important to consult a dermatologist or cosmetic surgeon before treatment, as microdermabrasion can worsen active rosacea. Can microdermabrasion help age spots? Microdermabrasion is only effective in managing superficial skin problems. It removes between 10 to 15 µ depth of the skin. In other words, it is not effective in treating deep-seated scars and wrinkles, acne scars, and even stretch marks. It therefore is a perfect treatment option for managing age spots. The procedure extracts the melanin pigments that are present within the superficial layers of the skin. By doing so, they can help remove age spots and make the skin look clearer and healthier. How is microdermabrasion performed? Microdermabrasion is performed using a special tool that has on its surface microcrystals and a vacuum mechanism. The procedure does not require any special anesthetic and rarely causes people undergoing it any discomfort. The device is run over the skin over a period of time, sometimes up to an hour, and it gently removes the dead skin cells by bombarding it with the microcrystals while sucking them up simultaneously through the vacuum system. Microdermabrasion that is performed around the eye and similar sensitive areas usually requires a device that caters to that sensitivity. In such cases, a diamond microdermabrasion device has been found to be a lot better than traditional devices used elsewhere on the face. What types of microdermabrasion devices are there available? Microdermabrasion devices are of different types based on the crystals that they have on the surface. The common ones are aluminium oxide, while some of them are sodium chloride crystals. Diamond microdermabrasion devices may have either real or synthetic diamonds. Other devices may have soft microbristles, and some can be water-based. How does microdermabrasion help? By exposing a healthy layer of cells, the process of microdermabrasion stimulates the active growth of skin cells. In addition, there is a rush of blood to the surface of the skin, which increases the amount of nutrients that reach it. This stimulates healthy skin growth. Are there any complications? There are no complications associated with microdermabrasion. After the procedure, the skin will typically be slightly pink for the following several hours, but it goes away very quickly. Skin will also be more sensitive immediately afterward. So be sure to be careful to avoid direct sunlight, and don't forget to use sunscreen in the days following. Your skin may also have a slightly tight sensation for a brief time. You will receive instructions from the practitioner about proper skin care after microdermabrasion. Follow these instructions carefully to gain the most from your treatment. Results and follow-ups. The results of the treatment will be noticeable immediately, but to gain the maximum benefit from the process, the patient should return every 3 or 4 weeks. Depending on the type of issues that the patient is experiencing, it could be anywhere from 5 to 12 treatments to rejuvenate the skin as much as possible. After this, the patient can return to the clinic periodically in order to maintain the benefits of microdermabrasion. For people who are seeking to improve their complexion, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and to have a more youthful and brighter appearance, microdermabrasion is a great non-invasive option. If you have any of these issues that you feel could be helped by these treatments, seek out a licensed practitioner who's received microdermabrasion training and make an appointment. How can microdermabrasion be combined with other treatments for better results? Many individuals combine microdermabrasion with other skin treatments such as chemical peels, laser therapy, or even topical serums to enhance results. These combination therapies can offer more comprehensive skin rejuvenation, but it's important to time these treatments properly to avoid overstressing the skin. Conclusion. The above discussion lists the salient points to consider when training to perform microdermabrasion. A good understanding of why it is done, how it is performed, and what the advantages of this treatment are is essential if looking to practice the procedure in the future.